Hi girls, I hope you're having an amazing, amazing day today. And I also hope you have enjoyed the past episode I uploaded about the Release and Reclaim program that I took with Michelle and Amy. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go and do it now. It's episode 67 and you can find it on Spotify, I think also on Google Podcasts and other platforms. But today we will be focusing on another topic that is very, very interesting, which is leaving social media. Leaving social media is a decision that I recently took, and it wasn't an easy one at all. It hasn't been an easy decision for me, and it's not something that I did forever, because, and I will tell you this in a later point, I'm not sure when I will return, but the decision to leave social media was made after years of feeling trapped in a sort of cage. And I even talked to you about this on the newsletter. If you're part of the newsletter and you haven't read that email, you can do it. Maybe it's in your spam folder. I also shared about it on my Instagram story. So before leaving, I decided to announce that I was going to leave. And I also said some of the reasons. I put these stories on highlighted on my Instagram. So in case you also want to see that, that is on my highlighted stories on my Instagram, The Creative Purpose. So you can go and check that out that way. I just wanted to let you know here, like, more my experience, because it wasn't possible for me to put into words at that moment in the stories. And even on my newsletter, I tried to write, but I also wanted to tell you more about this, more about how has been for me to quit Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter all at once, and not having anything like a backup platform where to post, where to communicate with my audience, which I've now discovered that those platforms are my email, so my newsletter, which if you haven't joined yet, you can do it going to the link that I will leave in the description of this episode. Also, this podcast and YouTube. Those are the only three places where I have been communicating. And also, I forgot to mention my website. That's also a place where I communicate, because I'm writing my blog and I've been posting different posts, different articles in the past days, so you can go and read those if you want, and I will be uploading more in the future. But those are the four places where I am communicating right now with my audience, and maybe that's why I haven't felt so scared to go from social media while having an online business. Many people that have online businesses, I think the majority of people having online businesses, work using social media. They promote their programs, their courses on either Instagram or Facebook, Twitter. I'm not sure if Twitter is also an option here, but at least Instagram and Facebook. And especially if you sell physical products, people are creating these store accounts where they put all the products they have in their stores. So why leaving social media if you have an online business, if you could be earning money thanks to your posts, thanks to promoting what you do thanks to creating educational content for your audience. In my case, and this is something that I've talked to you many times, I've really struggled with Instagram, at least. I don't use Facebook for my business. I don't use Twitter for my business, but I do use Instagram. And you know that I've been struggling with this since maybe 2 years ago. Maybe it was on 2020 or maybe on 2021 when I started having a lot of difficulties to create a community on Instagram, to have people interactive on my posts, people commenting, people liking my posts, people saving my posts. That was always a struggle. I tried many different kinds of posts, like very educational posts, posts with like fun analogies, posts with inspiring quotes, posts with case studies. So I tried many things. I also tried creating reels. I tried creating IGTV videos. But I created many things. I really put myself into Instagram. Sometimes I spent days, many days, planning and creating all the posts that I was going to be uploading on Instagram posts and also on my Instagram stories. I think that I really put a lot of effort into my Instagram account, the Instagram account of my first business. And I need to say this, I need to be honest here and say that I think, I'm not sure if I'm saying something totally opposite to what I said in the past, because things change. And maybe at some point in my career, in my journey as an entrepreneur, I did have results. I did get results, and I got sometimes 40 likes in one post when I was just starting. That happened, and I'm very thankful that it happened, because it helped me to start my business, to keep going. But there was a point on between 2020, 2021, where Instagram was like a struggle for me, was like a battle that I couldn't learn how to fight the right way. I was all the time thinking, what else can I create that is original, that no one has posted before? Something that is teaching a very interesting, fun, and new strategy for language learning. And I was like all the time trying to create and come up with the thing that could make me have more likes, for example, or increase the traffic coming to my account. As I'm trying to be honest, that never worked very well. I got some interaction in a couple of posts. I got some like people sharing about what I did, and I'm very thankful for that. So of course I wasn't resting and saying the word of mouth is big here, people are going to come no matter what. I was putting the effort every single day, but I didn't see like the compensation for that. I think like in the second half of 2021 and the first month of 2022, when I was still using my Blizzo Girl account, I got very frustrated whenever I posted something. I don't know if it was because of the algorithm or what, but I think my posts weren't being shown, to the people that were following me. I have a long relationship with Facebook. I also had my ups and my downs with it. I stopped using it for a while, then I came back, then I eliminated most of my friends there. But I'm not really into Facebook. I don't post there, and I'm not really interested on that platform. Twitter is the same. It's like I used Twitter for a while, then I stopped using it, then I came back, then I stopped, then I came back. But I'm not interested into this app. But with Instagram was a totally different relationship because I was very worried about my audience. Like, what can I post that people will love? What can I post that will make people interesting to get into my website or to check my Etsy store or to join my course? What can I post that will be very, very amazing and I will have many likes and I will receive a lot of interaction? So I was all the time thinking that. And at the same time, as I wanted to get inspired, I was following many people in the entrepreneurial world. I was following big names, not as big as Marie Forleo, probably, but big names anyway, like people that were having good results with their businesses, people that were earning a lot of money, like 6K business owners. I was following all these people having big results, and then I also started following people that started like me, like within the same years than me, people that started later than me, and many of these people were having extraordinary results, which at first inspired me and made me feel so shocked and excited for them, because they were getting big results within 1 year, within a couple of months. And then I also started comparing myself, like, what have I done in 4 years that they could do, that they in 1 year could surpass me and reach more people, earn more money, and have a business bigger than mine when I started before them. So I was comparing myself, feeling like a failure. This is something I always tell you. And you may think, Sophia, you have a problem there. I know I have a problem with comparison. I'm not feeling good enough. I know, I'm working on that. But Instagram wasn't helping. So I was all the time comparing myself, seeing their results, and then comparing their results to mine. And if they would say, I made $30,000 in 1 day, I would look at my bank account and see that I made $0 in the whole week sometimes. And that made me feel like I'm doing something wrong. And I started feeling envy, like, what are they doing? I'm trying all their tips, I'm trying all their strategies, and it's not working. And I was feeling so stressed. So I started unfollowing many people. And then I added my new account, the one for the creative purpose. And I decided I was not going to be very active on it. I decided I was not going to play the same game that I played with Blizzard Girl. I didn't want to post every single week. I didn't want to create 3 posts a week, 4 posts, or do a big challenge of 1 post every day, because I saw that didn't work. So I decided to take Instagram easier and stop posting so much. And I just used that Instagram account as a playful experience. Like, I wanted to have it as a playground. I posted whenever I wanted. Sometimes I posted parts of my podcast episodes. I also posted a couple of reels. And I used to post more stories. Sometimes I shared about a course that I created, but it was only a playground. It was only trial and error. I wasn't putting any expectations on it. And I even stopped uploading things for weeks. So career-wise, Instagram wasn't bothering me, but personally, it was. And this is the decision why, or this is the reason why I left social media. And it is that even though I wasn't posting very often there because of my business, I was all day on Instagram, like all day. I could wake up in the morning, check on my phone, and then go to Instagram. And then I could check on the Instagram stories of every person I followed. I did try to keep my following base very, very small. Like, I only tried to follow the people that I really wanted to see their content, people that I was very, very inspired by and that I really liked, that I didn't feel this comparison with them. But little by little, I started getting into a rabbit hole where I could go to Instagram and spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes there. Then I could change to another app and maybe put my phone off. And then I would come back, open my phone, unlock my phone, go to Instagram and see whether someone uploaded new stories. If there were new stories, I would watch all the new stories. And if they weren't, I would change apps. I would go to other app, or I would go to YouTube, I don't know. And then a couple of minutes later, I would come back to Instagram and check if there were new stories. And some days, like my busiest days, I would check on Instagram every 2 hours, every 1 hour. So it wasn't so intense. Maybe you think it is intense, yes, but it wasn't as intense as it was the days that I wasn't so busy. So the days where I didn't have many things to do, or the days where, for example, I was visiting my parents, whenever I was alone, I would check on my phone and check on Instagram. So there were times where I would check Instagram, I think 50 times a day, only to see if people were uploading new stories, only to see if there were new posts. So it got to a point where it really brought me down. It made me feel powerless. It made me feel like I wasn't the owner of my time. I felt like all my life was going around the lives of others, like seeing the lives of other people through a window, not being able to go out, not being able to interact maybe. And at the same time, I wasn't going out to do things in my own life. I was just every single day looking at my phone, looking at my phone, looking at Instagram, looking at all the trips of other people, all the new places others went, all the new clothes other people bought, the businesses and the upgrades in businesses that other people had. So it wasn't very good for my mental health. It made me feel like I was stuck all the time, like I wasn't living my life, like I was just a third character, not a third character, like a secondary character in my own life. It was like other people were the first characters or the main characters of my life. Like, I'm only looking at life through their glass, through how they look life, through how they see things, through how they behave in the world. And that didn't feel right. It never felt right. And so that was like the biggest reason why I left social media. So I realized, and I don't know if this is triggering for you, I hope it's not, but I realized that if there was something in my life that I was addicted to, that was Instagram. I realized I was addicted to Instagram. I couldn't bear a day without Instagram. I couldn't spend even one day with no Instagram. I was looking Instagram every single day. I needed to know what other people were doing. I needed to know the places they were traveling, the things that happened in their job, the people they saw in the day, the new food they bought, the new books they were reading. And that scared me because it felt like I was an obsessive person, which I'm not. And it felt like I was more concerned with their lives than with my life. And that's not good, because we need to be the main characters of our lives. We need to be the reason why we live our lives. We need to be our priorities. We need to live our life first and then maybe see the experience of others, like maybe in a blog, maybe in a podcast, maybe by reading about the experience of others, but not in a way that you are like every single day, every minute of the day, concerned with what other person is doing. I think in my case, I was able to recognize that pattern in me. I was able to recognize that wasn't healthy for me and for my mental health. I think it's important to recognize the first stages of what we are going through. But I do recognize that I was getting obsessed and that I was getting very addictive to the Instagram application, to the Instagram app. So what happened that I wasn't taking the action of leaving social media because I had another thing called FOMO. You may have heard of this, but this means fear of missing out. And this means, this can mean many things, but in my case, it meant that I was very scared of missing out on what others were doing. I wasn't very concerned with what my friends were doing, like my friends, my real friends, because the ones that I care about, I talk to them. If they are living through something, they are experiencing something hard, I would probably know about that. But my no friends, like these influencers I was following, I was very concerned with their life. Like, what if they go to an interesting place and I miss this? What if they do a very cool live on Instagram and I miss this? What if they get married and I miss this? What if, and what if? A lot of what ifs. And then I just tried to prioritize myself, and that's why I took the decision finally. Because if I was all the time going to worry about what if I miss on this thing that this person uploaded, then I will miss on my own life. And I prefer to miss on the lives of others rather than miss my own life. I need to live my own life, and I really want to help you reflect on this in case you're experiencing the same as me. And the thing is, you only have one life and you never know when it's going to be your last day. And I very much prefer to spend the last day of my life doing things I enjoy, like reading, like working on a project I like, and talking to my friends, spending time with my partner, spending time with myself, watching a beautiful movie, like watching my favorite movies, reading a beautiful book. I'd rather spend my day doing that rather than watching Instagram stories every single day. And that is a conclusion I had to get to in order to take the decision of leaving social media. I didn't leave YouTube because YouTube, I don't feel it like a social media platform. I feel it more like something that it's both fun, like a fun place to recreate yourself. I also think of YouTube as educational because you can learn a lot through it. It's reflective because there are many, many videos to reflect about things. It's relaxing in different ways, but in my case, I use YouTube to relax through ASMR videos, comfy ambient sounds and ambient videos where you can see, like, for example, a coffee shop and you hear the sounds and you feel like you are there. And I also have the tapping videos that I do every day, the meditation videos that I do sometimes in the week, and the subliminal audios that I listen to, which I talked to you about in a previous episode. So YouTube was out of the list. I didn't want to stop using YouTube. I don't want to stop using it. I love YouTube. Like, if I could choose only one app in my phone, that would be YouTube and Google Drive. But mostly YouTube, because I gain a lot of it. I gain a lot from it. And the other thing I wasn't going to close is Pinterest, because I don't really use Pinterest for myself, but I use it for my business. So I always pin things there, even get sales because of Pinterest. I get more sales from Pinterest than from any other platform. So for me, Pinterest is crucial, it's sacred. I'm not going to touch Pinterest. I will never delete Pinterest because for me, it's very important for my business. And I don't really use it for me, like to see beautiful things and aesthetic things, maybe sometimes in a month. And well, Spotify is not a social media app, and I only use it to listen to podcast episodes and to listen to music. So that's also out of the list. So what was the hardest thing for me? I think the hardest step was deleting the apps. It doesn't feel real until you delete the app. You can say, I will leave Instagram, and it will never hit you. Once you delete the app, once you take it out of your phone, even though you can reinstall it, but just taking it out of your phone makes things look real. Make things like, okay, this is it. I did it. And I felt both scared and relaxed at the same time. It made me feel calm. It made me feel like if I was decluttering my house and I was only leaving the essential, the important. I even felt like a minimalist feeling of liberation. So I guess it was a good decision to take, even if it was a hard decision. It was a good one. And how long will my break last? This is a question I wanted to answer, and I'm not sure. As I told you at the beginning of the episode, I'm still not sure when I will come back to them. Sometimes I feel very tempted to go back to Instagram, to reinstall the app, and to even go to Instagram on my laptop and just look at a couple of Instagram stories. But then I say, no, I haven't come this far to only come this far. I will keep on going until I feel like my addiction is sort of healed. Maybe it's not going to be completely healed, because I know that if I go to Instagram, if I go back to Instagram, for example, I know that I may end up scrolling on Instagram a whole day. I know that that can happen because I'm still not healed. I still feel that kind of addictive thing with it. But I do want to see how far I go. I'm not putting myself a limit. I'm not putting myself like a line on the sand saying, okay, I will only last 1 month with no social media, or 1 week, 2 weeks. I'm not putting any like rules here. The only rule is to not go to Instagram, and that's it, or Twitter and Facebook. If suddenly I feel like I need to go into them, I will do it. I wanted to end this episode by sharing with you what are the positive outcomes that I've experienced so far. So I uninstalled these applications on the 1st of August. So, and today is August the 10th. So that means I've been with no social media for probably 10 days, more or less. So the different outcomes that I've experienced are, first, my creativity. I hadn't written nor painted anything in the past months. And during these 10 days, I got back to writing, which is very, very amazing for me. I'm very excited, and I'm amazed by this, because I wasn't able to keep on writing. I always started writing and then I left the manuscript for another couple of months. And this time, as I realized that now I have more time in my schedule, I have the time to write. So now I schedule 2 days every week for writing. Not the whole day, but half of the day. So after lunch, I go to my laptop and I start writing. I also use that time for research, because I want my novel, my story, to be very accurate. So I also do some research there, and I try to write, edit, publish. The other thing that I've been doing is painting. So yesterday I painted a whole painting. I did a whole painting and I recorded that so that I can make a YouTube video for next week, I think. So probably next week I will be uploading a new YouTube video and I will be sharing some time lapse of this painting. And I also got the idea of creating a new YouTube channel. It's in relation to my writing. So I always wanted to create something to connect with my career, sort of career as a writer. So I always wanted to have like a platform or somewhere where I could share about my stories, about my routine when writing, sharing tips for other people that want to write, for other amateur writers. So that is also something that I've been thinking on, and I have idea for I think 3 different videos that I'm very excited about. So I hope I can do it this month. I'm kind of nervous because it will be a YouTube channel in Spanish, because everything I write, all my stories are in Spanish. But I'm very excited about that. And that's it in the creativity area. Now in the mindset, I feel less comparison towards others. So now I only check people on YouTube or through podcasts, and I don't feel envy or comparison with them, because I don't know, I never felt this comparison it is with people on YouTube. Like I always watch vlogs on YouTube and videos there, but I don't feel like I'm comparing to these people. In fact, I feel inspired by them whenever they do something cool that I think I can also try because it can improve my life. I watch their videos, I get excited, and I try new things. So I think YouTube has helped me. Not YouTube, but the thing of not seeing people through Instagram or through Facebook or through Twitter even. And I also feel like when I'm comparing myself to others, I feel different. So for example, today I was watching a video from a person that I follow online. This person is a woman who has an Etsy store, and she was sharing something about her Etsy store. And I remember that previous weeks, previous months even, whenever I would see her Etsy results, when she talks about her Etsy results that are very, very big in comparison to mine, I would always feel a little bit of envy, a feeling of, why is it so easy for her to do this? Why is she earning so much money every single day? I couldn't believe it. I felt this comparisonitis, this not feeling good enough, crippling on me. And today I was watching a video of her sharing her results. And I even saw that today, or the day she recorded a thing, she earned like $90 in a whole day. $90. And the day wasn't over yet. And even though I was very shocked with the amount of money that she could earn in one day or in 1 week, a part of me felt happy for her, felt inspired, and felt like if she could do it, I can do it. And that feeling, girls, is something I haven't felt in a long time. This is something that I used to feel at the beginning of my business. Whenever a person would say or would share all the things that she achieved and the money they earned, the courses they sold, or all the success they have, I would feel inspired. I would feel motivated to do the things. I would feel like if they could do it, I can do it. And that was like my mindset at that time. But once I started changing and moving through my business and going through the path of resistance sometimes, and through the path of feeling lack, feeling desperate, feeling not good enough, whenever someone would share their success, I would feel like they could do it because it's easier for them. They could do it because they are better than me. Today, I didn't feel that. Today, I felt like if they could do it, I can do it. And guess what? After thinking that, I immediately got a sale. I was still watching the video of this person, and I listened to the sound of Etsy, the Etsy notification announcing that I made a sale. And then I thought, maybe it is my mindset, maybe it is what I attract. And right now I attracted these feelings of, if they could do it, I can do it. And then in previous times I would say, I can do it, this person is better than me, how is possible that this person is doing it and I'm not doing it? And I of course attracted low results and I attracted more luck. So I think my mindset is changing and I also feel less overwhelmed. So I've been experiencing some issues or some stressful moments or sad moments in the past days, and I'm reacting in a different way. I'm not reacting angry or altered, like I'm more calm. And I'm not sure if that means that it's something to do with leaving social media, or if it's because I'm allowing myself to do other things. But I do feel calmer, I do feel less stressed, I do feel less overwhelmed, and that is something that I think worth the pain to be mentioned. Finally, reading, and I wanted to separate this into another area. So reading also changed for me because I started reading again. I was only reading webtoons and I was barely reading a couple of pages here and there of different books, but I was never like really into the books because I was more concerned with Instagram, as I said before. I didn't want to read if I could be spending that time watching the life of another person and seeing their stories where they were sharing what they were reading. And for me, that was more interesting than me reading a book. So right now, as I don't have Instagram, I'm reading. And I want to connect this with my recommendation of the episode, which is the book that I'm reading. And this book is called You Should Talk to Someone. I'm not sure if I talked to you about this book in the past, but I will talk to you about that now. This book it's a mixture between a self-help book and at the same time a fiction story. So the main character is a therapist. So she shows us different scenes or different experiences of she doing therapy to other people. So we are able to see their patients and like get into the vibe of what they are saying, what are their struggles, and the things that she says to them in order to help them. And at the same time, she's going through a difficult situation, so she also needs to go to therapy. So we also see this part of her where she's the patient and she's being helped by a therapist. And through the book, we can see how she's changing little by little and also how her patients are changing little by little too. And she also mentions different techniques of therapy to help patients in different stages or with different issues. So we are able to learn about that and at the same time empathize with her and with her patients. So I think the book is been great so far. I'm liking it a lot, I'm enjoying it a lot, and I think it's helping me. I think it's even motivating me to go to therapy once and for all. If you're also on the bench and you're not sure if therapy would be for you, I think this book can really answer that question for you. I was very on the bench about it, like not because I didn't think I needed it or because I didn't want to go to it, but because I was scared about it. I didn't know what to expect from a therapy session. And through this book, I can see somehow how a therapy session works, how it's done, and how much it can help you. So that's my recommendation for today. So You Should Talk to Someone, and here it says it's a nonfiction autobiography, and it's also a memoir. So maybe this is like the true story of Lottie. And it says that In the subline of the book, it says, a therapist, her therapist, and our lives revealed. So it's a memoir where Gottlieb portrays a difficult time in her professional and personal life. So it's a true story that makes it even more interesting, because I'm really, really curious to know how she's able to go out of this situation. The book also talks about dependent or attachment styles, so it's really interesting. I think you should read it if you haven't yet. And that's it for today's episode. Oh my god, almost 1 hour, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope this could bring more insightful reflections about social media and about being the protagonist, the main character of your life, being your priority and living your life, which is, I think, the expected thing we need to do to live our lives. And I'm sending you a big hug, and I see you in a future episode. Bye!